Welcome back to Just Roll With It, my lovely listeners. Last episode, the Skylarks routed the Fae that had been further terrorizing the Twist and whipping the Motley into a frenzy. All of this after taking down the Prince of Tatters in their own lair. So our Skylarks are a little bit roughed up right now. So before they can get on to their next job, they need to rest and recuperate a little bit. It's time for downtime.
But yeah, last time lots of things happened.
Lots of things did indeed happen.
Many things happened. That was half of you got, half of us got injured, the other half didn't, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, except that one member of the other half was already injured going into it.
So I don't know what you're talking about.
Several of you were injured going into that.
Yeah, we were.
The only person didn't get injured was the Bravo.
I got somehow injured. I took psychic backlash.
I said the only person who didn't get injured.
Oh, I thought you said the only person who got injured, but no, you're right.
No, you just spent a bunch of the job talking to your friend upstairs while we dealt with the thing.
Excuse me, I got everybody into the place. Thank you very much.
Yeah, this is true.
And you defeated a whole bunch of Motley all by yourself.
Yeah.
It was pretty badass.
It was very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and y'all went in and defeated the Fae that was egging on the Motley. And saved the cats that were being trapped in the basement.
Hell yeah. We saved
and
cats.
And then gave Roy the Fae to the Nightingale, which is, it's fine. I'm sure that's fine.
I'm sure it's fine. Yeah, no, there's no, absolutely no backlash that could be had for that.
Definitely not cause any problems.
Nothing that will complicate your next job at all.
Listen, they're my vice, and it's fine. Don't worry about it. It's fine.
Hey,
I've got it under control.
Neither Teresa nor Allie know who the hell that is, or frankly care much. So it'll be fine.
On my end. Yeah, the only person who's worried about it is Fia.
Yep, Fia is very worried about it, but
it's okay. We literally can't do anything about it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She didn't want to try and stop you because she knows how those deals work, so.
Yeah.
Did they pressure you into that deal so they didn't, like, steal you away or something? Yeah, a little bit. Does that matter? No. So, I believe we still have to roll your entanglement.
Oh, do we?
For your last job.
Was that... I thought we did roll the entanglement.
I think that's the 5, the 14.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Was it?
Yeah.
Did I completely forget to do a thing? Maybe. Is that gonna... Am I gonna make it up on the spot? Maybe.
Yeah, we got spirits / ghosts.
That's right, I remember that.
Yeah. Because that's a 5 on a 6+ exposure.
Alright, then ghosts. Interesting. And we did your heat, if I remember. Well, obviously we did your thing in order to get the entanglement.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, God. I'm reading ghosts, I'm just like, ah, oh, good, great.
Don't worry about it. I'm sure it's fine.
I won't worry about it.
I'm not worried. I know what I'm going to be doing with my downtime.
I'm great. Not capable of being worried.
Yeah.
Then though, we're at downtime.
Though I both would like to, mm-hmm. So for, are you going to tell us about the entanglement or?
Oh no, please. I'm not going to be scrambling to figure something out right now while all of you do your downtime.
I
definitely have something planned. Don't worry about it.
Okay, perfect.
You definitely didn't forget about it entirely.
I was going to, for the benefit of those listening, I was going to read out what Ghost says.
Oh, please do.
Rumors concerning a departed house member circulate, threatening shame upon the house. Address these concerns with a new long-term project, or else take 2 exposure. Alternately, an actual paranormal threat against the house reveals itself. Your choice.
Interesting.
Which one sounds more interesting to you guys?
God, do we really want more paranormal shenanigans?
Yes. Do you want non-fairy shenanigans?
That's a good God, that's a good question.
Do you want supernatural shenanigans that don't have anything to do with the current Fae struggle over the city?
Oh, also we have a crew advance.
Also, we have a crew advance. That's right.
I'm constantly here for my more Fae stuff, but that might just be me.
I think we have plenty of Fae stuff because we're about to go into another Fae job. So I feel like we can either do something else paranormal, which could be interesting, or we could just deal with a house ghost.
The thing I will say is if we choose the first one, we kind of have to do the long-term project. Otherwise, we'll get a second shame, and I don't really want that.
True. I mean, I'm definitely down to deal with a ghostly threat rather than just something trying to shame the house.
Yeah, I think it'll be more interesting. But I think for the on the other side, for crew advances, I think finally having dedicated transportation might be nice. Having our own personal vehicles would be nice. Good.
Yeah.
And perhaps private apartments or perhaps arcane wards if we are dealing with it.
You know what? That's a fair point.
they just get to haunt us, which is what we want anyway, so yeah. How about arcane wards and dedicated transportation? We still get to live the house. We're not cool enough.
We'll earn it yet.
I think she is pretty close by there, at least. But
what say you, rest of the coterie?
So we're split between.
We can get both of them.
Yeah,
yeah.
I was saying arcane wards, dedicated transportation as the things we get.
But if you had other ideas, feel free to float them.
I think those are fine. Okay. I don't have any better ideas.
Training would also be nice. because the XP tracks are so long.
We only have one more errand. So
yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
What is our next errand? Because that might also be relevant.
The Corvetto one. Which is going to be a lot of. The thing that could help us potentially as well is we could also get a retinue or colleague. Mm-hmm. I'm so used to it, we could get a cohort because that's the Blades terminology for it. What are the cohorts in this? I gotta go look.
I think we looked through them before, and I don't remember any of us being particularly interested.
Yeah, there's because it's. Doctore, courtiers? I think that's supposed
courtiers?
To be... Courtiers? This is me being like, it should have been courier, and it's like, no, courtiers. Wayfinder, fox, and blade. Doctore are scholars, tinkerers, magicians, and alchemists. Courtiers are con artists, spies, and socialites. Wayfinders are sailors, carriage drivers, and couriers. There's the courier. Foxes are scouts, infiltrators and thieves, and blades are killers, bodyguards, and the roustabouts. Always a good word. And then a colleague is just a single person who is an expert at something. One of the examples is an exorcist.
I mean, that would be applicable to what we're going to be dealing with.
Yeah. I would like my expert to be a ghost, personally, but... Expert at being a ghost, specifically. Not a
long-term project to recruit the family member trying to shame us into ghost cohort.
The shame thing is separate from the actual paranormal threat, though. Those are two different things.
Eh.
Yeah. But yeah, unless anybody has anything else, I, again, put forward arcane wards and dedicated transportation.
The other thing we could do is just get care and patience and get an action rating in either tinker or study.
Free action rating, y'all?
We could. Study, especially, might could become important.
Mm.
I mean, depends.
Yeah. I got the thing, like, all of these things could be important.
Mm-hmm.
We agreed we're getting a ghost as our... We are getting a ghost as our entanglement, right?
We're choosing. It's either the... I'll go back to the thing. Damn entanglements.
It's like a ghost of a family member who's threatening shame upon us, and we have to do a long-term project to try to deal with it or take, like, 2 exposure, which will give us another shame, or an actual supernatural threat that we have to deal with.
Yeah, it's rumors concerning a departed house member circulate. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's shame from somebody who died. You know, it's that whole like, scandal. They were actually whatever, which threatens shame on us. Or, yeah. Actual paranormal shit.
So the reason I'm asking is because the arcane wards are kind of like anti that.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of.
A little bit. Which is why, like, we have
thousands other screened from arcane encroachment and made safe from supernatural threats, which I feel could be less fun.
Fair. Is against the house. Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Then the opposite would be a ritual space, but I don't think anyone can do rituals.
Let's get an action rating.
All right, let's get an action rating.
All right.
Sure.
All right, Karen Patience.
We're a little action starved. And I mean that in a very chaste way.
All right, I'm going to put a point in study on Teresa, and I'm going to put a point... I'm definitely putting a point in tinker on Allie.
that is accurate.
Yeah,
I think I'm giving Fia one in study.
I'm also taking study just because it plays into my XP trigger a little bit.
Okay, so y'all have chosen your pip.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And which one did you choose again for the ghost?
Ghost, I think.
The actual threat.
Yeah.
All right, so ghost that is now haunting your house.
Yeah, or some other supernatural threat. It's up to you.
Okay. Because
it just is paranormal threat, so...
Mm. Right. I think I have decided what kind of paranormal threat it's going to be then.
I'm excited to hear about it. Alrighty.
So let's start our downtime. Now that we've gotten all of the paperwork out of the way, let's have our fun little scenes. What do you guys do in between jobs? Each of you has, each of the characters that participated in the last job have 2 downtime activities. So who wants to go first?
I can go first, because I know what I'd like to do.
Mm-hmm.
Teresa is going to reduce our exposure.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Beautiful. Okay, how do you go about doing that?
That is a really good question. because our exposure, the main source of our exposure from last time was stuff that happened in the twist, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which obviously means the best way to deal with that kind of stuff in the twist is to go beat people up. It's because snitches get stitches.
This is fair.
So I'm going to skirmish.
Okay. All right. So roll me a skirmish then.
All righty. Will do. This is a fortune roll. Standard. No bonus dice. I got a 6.
God damn. Okay. That means exposure is reduced by 3.
Yeah. I have a bad reputation for a reason.
You do have a bad reputation.
And you give a damn about your bad reputation.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, that means, yeah, you start beating the shit out of some people in the twist. You make a few people, like, recant what rumors they've been spreading, or, like, spread different rumors about what happened to the Motley, that kind of thing. So your heat is reduced and shoved onto some other poor sap.
Yeah. It was the Prince of Tatters, I swear.
Yes, the Prince of Tatters was, I mean, they've been seen in the Twist for, you know, off and on for months, killing people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like they're around to, you know, contradict that anymore.
Yes. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Just drag their name through the mud.
They swear that they saw a flutter of a tattered cloak over the Motley's headquarters rather than our young Skylarks. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Who would like to go next?
I think Samael should probably do the shame.
Do the shame? Oh, our shame mission?
I mean, we still have a shame, which means yes. We have to spend...
Someone has to, spend a downtime action to explain and apologize.
Correct for Samael to be the one to do that, since I'm pretty sure it's still their shame.
I was just going to say, I mean, that sounds accurate. That sounds like Samael.
Oh my gosh, what does Samael do to deal with this? This is a tricky question. Who's our shame with again?
Well, there are several. There are several groups that hate us. I have a different question because I'm looking at the faction sheet. Mm-hmm. So we murderized the Prince of Tatters.
Yes.
But the Prince of Tatters is still here as a faction.
Yes.
And if we're at war with a faction currently, which we are,
mm-hmm.
that means we also only have one downtime action rather than two.
Yes.
And we should also be getting more exposure because we're at war.
Oh, no.
Yes?
That's true. They are still a faction.
Is this all correct? Am I right in this, despite the fact that we murdered the Prince of Tatters?
You murdered the Prince of Tatters, yes. There is still a person, technically, in that faction.
Ugh.
Isn't she captured, though?
Yeah, you thought that, didn't you?
That doesn't change the fact that we're at war with her.
Yeah, I mean,
the thing is, though, is that what can she realistically do about it?
Yeah.
This is fair.
Which is why they went from a 5-tier to a 2-tier.
I guess they have other people who are at their beck and call, I suppose. Okay, that's fair enough. They are the same tier as our house, so...
Yeah.
Dang. Mm-hmm. All right, cool.
So we only actually have one downtime, but we do have
influence.
But you have plenty of influence you can spend, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just thinking about that because I was like... Because I went and looked at the faction list because I was thinking about shame, and I was like... Wait a minute. Because the last time it was apologizing to the bank, if I remember correctly.
Yes. I remember Lee had to go bow and scrape when they were trying to make your loans come due.
So, question before you decide who to apologize to or whatever. It says you can end a war by eliminating your enemy. So we literally have to go through and wipe out the rest of the faction?
Yes.
Interesting.
You've killed the Prince of Tatters.
There are still all of their followers and
such. Yeah, it's either that or we negotiate with them.
F that.
All right, fair enough. why don't we send Samael to the City Watch and have them tell the cops how we are very, very sorry. We didn't mean it. You know.
Wait, hold on. So this is Peter asking, because Peter doesn't fully understand the mechanics. I can go to any faction that we are at minus with and be like, "Hi, I'm sorry."
Yeah, the shame is actually to the Grand Council, and so it's basically to the noble houses. The negatives we have, the factions actually have nothing to do with it. It's the fact that it's confusing. It's a little confusing because it's replaced one level.
Yeah. Shame is reduced by making amends with the houses minor, rival houses, or the city at large, depending on the cause or severity of shame. So in this case, since it came kind of from that duel, saving Zyra, fighting the Motley, It could be towards, yeah, the city.
Okay, so the reason I was asking is I was like, Samael would apologize to the Unseelie court. like, genuinely. But...
I wouldn't.
You only have a negative one with the Unseelie court right now.
Yeah, you're but bare, like...
You're kind of...
I feel like attempting anything like that with the Unseelie court. Do we trust Samael to not make it worse?
I think what is going to happen is that Samael is going to come back being like, yeah, I made a promise that we'd never do it again. And we're going to be like, oh no.
He's going to walk into another room and scream.
I have a different suggestion. Which is related to an earlier thing that we've done, which is we maybe apologize to House Lavelle. You know.
That could work.
We did kind of abscond their heir.
Yeah, just a little bit.
And are kind of in possession of their grimoire now.
Sorry, hold on. Y'all absconded with their heir. Samael was missing for that.
To be fair, Lee apologized for Samael's action. Samael may as well be the same.
Has Samael ever apologized for somebody else's actions?
Right? Because we're forcing you.
Just end the sentence there.
Samael has enough shame to deal with on their own to be dealing with other people's issues.
Oh, you're part of a crew now. There you go. We're telling you to do this.
Apologizing for stuff everyone else does is kind of Lee's job.
Yeah. It's not my fault. It's not Samael's fault.
We're going to make it your fault.
Samael gets dropped off outside of House Lavelle. It's just like, go deal with it. Don't come home until you do.
Apologize.
I was just like, I've never met these people.
I mean, Lee could spend an influence to get an action to do the shame reduction.
Fuck that, no.
This is like our last downtime, probably, Peter. You don't need the influence.
No.
It's a matter of principle.
It's about the principle. Exactly. Same to understand. It's a matter of principle.
Wait. I have another option for you.
Oh, because
this feels like Samael's. You go to the broadsheets and you do an interview with a reporter.
How's that apology?
I'm trying to reduce the shame.
I think the actual stuff would be potentially assisting like the first court. Because again, that's why I said the cops, but really assisting the first court with like one of their proceedings or something like that. Especially if we're apologizing to the city as large.
Then I have to talk to cops.
Yeah. Welcome to this. We work for a noble house. What did you think was going to happen?
You know what? Okay. Yeah, no, I think I know how this is going to work. I think Samael is actually going to go to the first court and be like, listen, I can help you deal with the Motley. As part of my community service, I will help you take down the Motley. For free.
Out of the goodness of your own heart, yes.
Out of the goodness of my heart. This time I was like reading a piece of paper. Hello, out of the goodness of my heart, I've come to the first court to help you deal with the Motley. Community service. Yada yada. Can we get this shite over with?
I have a piece of paper. It says I have to do this.
I am here of my own free will. I am reading this of my own volition.
Hello, my name is Samael. I am a member of...
I have signed on the dotted line, I swear.
I have not been coerced to...
Well, we did it.
You figured out how Samael makes a heartfelt apology to the city.
Heartfelt
apology to the city.
Hey, look. The downtime action doesn't require you to make a heartfelt apology. It's exactly. Fine.
Okay, so the first court does appear to be a bunch of judges, an executioner, private investigators, and I guess some clerks.
Yeah, the private investigators part is where I was like, Samael could help out there.
Yeah. So they're always busy, and I'm sure, yeah, you get dragged before, like, some minor clerk, not even a judge, just a clerk, who, like, pulls out a file with your name on it.
How thick is this file?
it's a good size. They're peering up at you over their glasses every so often.
So I was just like, you have any copies of that? I sent for a friend.
We are not at liberty to be dispensing our paperwork. Thank you very much.
So is that a yes or a no?
No.
No? Samuel's like fighting the urge to just set it on fire.
Jeez. But you're trying to reduce our shame.
That's why they're fighting the urge. They're like, Samuel is literally just sitting there and it's just like, I know you're watching me. I'm not going to set it on fire. Just like over their shoulder.
Yeah, Teresa's behind you just like, yeah, you won't. That would be a problem.
I was talking about how VV literally just spies on Samael.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, there's like VV in the balcony, like just arms crossed. Like, you better not.
I love you getting watched so much.
The entire coterie is just like surrounding Samael, just like, no, you have to follow through with this, you petulant child.
Exactly.
And how Sebastian sent you?
It certainly wasn't your mother.
Amusing. You believe you can rout the Motley. Why do you think we need you to do this?
Well, they're still around, and you're sitting down here twiddling your thumbs. So I imagine between the two of us, one of us has the ability to do that.
And why do you think that this could possibly make amends for the damage you have caused, Illyrian?
Because they do more damage than I could ever dream.
They look over your file again. They have a different file next to it. That's the Motley. They're comparable size, I'd say.
Me, an entire faction.
A level one faction.
I am one individual. That is a group of individuals.
Yes.
Impressive that Samael by himself is a tier one faction, I must say.
It is impressive.
Mm. Tier one faction level of mischief.
I will bring this request of House Bastion before a judge. Please wait. And they leave the room, and you are forced to sit and spin for a good couple of hours. Eventually they come back. We will accept this generous offer of your house. You are to meet up with the city watch and give you basically like a dossier with like explaining what will happen, why, like, what is a level of acceptable like routing before like your quote unquote community service is done. You will be having a like city watch minder, that kind of thing.
I have one question, one request. Can I have my own supervisor of my choice rather than working with a bunch of pigs?
No.
They're right. She's right there watching me.
Who do you point at?
Just Vivi's general direction.
I think
bold of you to assume I'm still there.
Yeah. The clerk looks up. There's no one on the balcony. Looks back at you. We will not be releasing you on your own recognizance, no. You are to link up with the city watch and stay with your handler at all times.
Say the handler gets drunk and forgets about me.
Nothing. Just a deadpan stare.
Say I get drunk and forget about my handler.
Then this will not count towards your community service.
Suppose there's...
Please leave. Forbid, I have many things to do today.
Someone else like leaves and is like trying to figure out a way to get away from the cop.
A cop's already waiting for you outside. Let me pull up my... See if I made
Samael, like, gets to the gate and just, like, I could do with some eggs and bacon. I have a real craving for bacon all of a sudden for some reason.
A woman, like, about your age, dark hair, pulled up into a bun, City Watch uniform. So, like, armor and, like quilted leathers. Sword at her side. Looks at you, already unamused. Yeah, well, you should have had breakfast.
Samael just sneers back.
Are we gonna get this done so that I can go home, or what?
Well, if we're both going to be miserable about this.
Oh, you think I asked for this job? This is shit work. Everybody knows about you, Ignis. I drew the fucking shortest straw. Let's get this over with, shall we? There's a force waiting for us in the twist. Or outside the twist. Nobody wants to go in the fucking twist.
I just came out of the twist, so...
Not so that great. Bad. You're familiar. Let's go.
Samael just, like, very sarcastically motions for her to lead the way.
No, she looks at you. Motions for you to go first.
All right, yeah, Samael walks.
And yeah, she, you and she go to the twist, and link up with a bunch of, officers and go put down the motley. What's left of them. I think with you using that, I think we're gonna have to start a clock here in order to rout them completely. Cause just letting you do it in one action doesn't feel fair.
Samael definitely does, like, over-the-top magic. Uh-huh. Just to, oh no, some of that fire licked you? Oh darn, I thought I smelled smoked pig.
Oh my god. You get mutterings from some of the officers, but your minder does not, like, just rolls her eyes every single time.
Oh, I'm talking about her as well.
Oh yeah, no, I know. Yeah. I know you are. She knows it too.
Good.
She's not fazed in the slightest.
Slightly annoyed. I meant with the over-the-top, like, fire kind of just...
Oh, you're trying to hit her,
too? Not caring about... Not trying to hit her, but if she gets caught by the flame, Samael is not going to be the slightest bit disappointed.
I think you might catch some of the other, like, the officers. You don't catch her.
Damn.
Officer Montoya is a little too spry on her feet.
Officer Montoya?
Uh-huh.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
I had to. You're gonna make me come up with a cop on the spot.
Disappointed that she's still a pig.
She hasn't had her arc yet. What, did you want Bullock instead? I could have brought you Bullock.
I feel like Samael would get along better with Bullock.
We are never going to have an arc without a Batman reference somewhere.
Hey, I mean, I guess Renee is a Batman reference, but she's really more of a Question reference.
Yes, but you did mention Bullock.
Yeah, all right, you got me. So let's start 6 o'clock for you.
All right.
Routing the motley, and I assume that you are channeling for this. But,
yep.
You know, you could be doing something else. Okay.
All right. You know what? Fuck it. Let's push myself, too. For I'm going to push myself and...
Can you push yourself for downtime activities?
I was going to push myself for the invocation.
Right. But, this is a downtime activity. Yeah. So you're doing a clock for your downtime activity.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember if you can push yourself or not.
It's an action roll, so yes.
Yes?
You can. we lose a downtime activity, but we're turning it into an actual thing, and that's totally fine.
Okay.
Well, because, like, you're doing the motley to do a thing. Destroying a faction in the process. So it doesn't feel right to do, like, you know, just have it be one downtime action.
Mm-hmm.
Play it a little fast and loose. That's okay.
Yeah, I just really want to just use the invocation.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna push myself. I'm gonna spend two additional stress on top of the pushing myself. One for making the damage elemental, fire in nature, and another one to affect objects as well as people.
Okay. Trying to burn them out of their hovel.
Yep. So I'm going to take four stress just from that.
Okay. Damn.
Position and everything to that not matter.
That doesn't matter.
So I get one bonus dice? And that's a five.
A five. So that's two segments on your clock.
Mm-hmm.
You guys do a fairly good, like, on your first foray out, do a very good job of routing them. You burn down the inn that they've basically captured, what was left of it, sent a bunch of them scurrying, but, you know, they're like roaches. They have other hovels. So you've made a good, there's been a bunch of arrests. There will probably be a bunch of hangings come morning.
I think Samael looks at the burning inn and just lights a cigarette and is just like, oops.
Renee in the background, face palm. She has a different first name. I don't know what it is yet. But Officer Montoya in the background, face palms. All right, boys, let's get these clowns to the court. And they haul a bunch of them away. And you have made your first stride towards reducing the shame and destroying the Motley. Brava. Well done.
Two birds, one stone. I'm into it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like, it's really good that they're arresting all these people so that they can be executed by guillotine somewhere else instead of just killing them. You know, yeah. Very efficient.
They have to have due process first. We can't just kill people. We have to sentence them to death and then we can kill them.
Yeah, exactly. I am surprised Samael has gotten this far with his neck intact, but...
Samael has very powerful friends.
Samael has connections.
Fair. That's fair.
A very slippery neck.
Yes. Extremely. So.
So what had happened was Samael actually made a deal with three different devils for his soul.
Oh my god.
I believe it.
I'm gonna get the fucking spray. Where is it?
The ocean spray in this case.
The comic book reference jar.
You owe a dollar to the comic book reference jar.
Yo, I would fill that up so quickly.
Yeah.
Going bankrupt, filling up the comic book reference jar.
The podcast would never want for money.
Get your loonies and toonies out, because you gotta fill that jar.
All right, so Kelsey and Astaini, y'all have downtime activity. What do you want to do?
Well, I need to indulge my vice.
You do?
Because I have a lot of stress.
Mm-hmm.
And I will probably be spending influence to do more downtime, but we'll start here.
Okay. Beautiful.
Got two vices, because I can either go see my paramour, but we haven't seen me perform for the Nightingale yet.
We haven't. This is true. So do you want to go to the Nightingale?
Yes, and I should also say indulgence, not vice. Sorry.
I knew what you meant. We are all a little bit more familiar with Scum and with Blades than we are with Quart right now. But yes, we will indulge your indulgence.
I will go indulge. There we go.
Yes, very beautiful. Nice and simple. So yeah, you go to the garden. Mm-hmm. You notice as you're going there that some of the plants have been dug up. One of the walkways has been disturbed. Like, there's a small crew of gardeners standing by, like, watching basically a construction crew as they, like, wreck a flower bed.
Oh.
And they're like, there's mutterings of like, the garden is supposed to be for all of Illyrian, for all of the citizenry, not just the nobles. Why is the prince destroying one of the only like places of common beauty in the city? The gardener is muttering like a little bit about like maybe a possible loss of a job. this is nonsense. What's going on here? You get yourself deep into the gardens, taking this winding path through a copse of trees. It doesn't make any spatial sense the way that you're moving. Like, if you were tracking it from the outside, like, you flit from one part of the garden to another, but it's one path for you. And as you make your winding way, a mist starts to develop, heavier and heavier, until it starts to obscure. Like, you can't see any further than, like, 2 feet in front of you. And you can barely, like, you can't even see the sun anymore. And eventually, you come to a clearing. The trees are thick around you. There are flowers, all of them wild. None of them, like, cultivated like they are in the garden. And there's, like, the chittering and, like, sounds of all sorts of strange creatures in the forest. And standing alone in the middle of the clearing is the nightingale. This large avian creature with a mask of a bird on their face. And they turn to look at you, and you feel the weight of their approval after what you've done for them. Ah, Vivi. It is good to see you in my court once more.
Yeah, I think I just do a low curtsy. Because I have complicated feelings about being here, mm-hmm. and I'm not going to give voice to any of them.
Probably smart. They shake their wings out and sort of like settle in onto a rock that is basically carved like a throne. It doesn't have sides, so it's comfortable for their wings. Are you here to uphold our end of the bargain? Your end of the bargain?
Of course.
Marvelous. It has been some time since we have had such feats in our court. And they snap their clawed hand, and creatures of all kinds sort of like pour out of the surrounding greenery. Strange things with wings and claws and like part animal, part not. All the sorts of like wild fae that have made their home in Ilrien, paradoxically among civilization. And so they sort of like make an amphitheater around you, the larger ones to the back, the smaller ones to the fore. And music starts up from nowhere, and you can perform.
Fantastic. Okay, let me roll to indulge. Do I just have to roll fortune for it, or is there a button?
It's been a while since we did vices or yes. indulgences, so I don't remember. Let me look at H and see. Yeah, I'm not seeing an indulgence button, so yeah, I guess it's just fortune.
Okay, I get 2 dice, so mm-hmm. let's go. Fantastic, that is all of my stress.
Beautiful. Yeah, it's a gorgeous performance, and your audience is enraptured by your every movement.
To our listeners who want a visual idea of what I yes, believe please. It's similar to, be sure to look up the Dance of the Flower Goddess, which is a Chinese dance where you're like kicking up water as you're doing the dance. And it's very cool.
Yeah, I think water pools around your feet out of nowhere, sort of like seeps up from the dirt. And like the ground doesn't become muddy or anything. It's just water sitting under your feet, ready for you to perform with it. And yes, there is a thunderous applause after you are done, after you've been exhausted and wrung out by the Fae watching and feeding off this performance, and they let you go without any further ado after like the lights fall.
I'm gonna drag myself back to wherever I go and just collapse and just glad that it's over with for now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Kelsey.
Yes, hello.
Hi. What would you like to do for your downtown activity?
Well, I'm going to have to spend influence to get more because I have other stuff I need to do. But first and foremost, I should deal with this iron poisoning.
Yeah, no, that's... Unless you want to go to the Corvetto Palazzo poisoned. No. That would be fun for me. Are you sure?
I would like to be at least less poisoned before I go there.
Oh, fine.
I feel like going into that already not in good shape would be bad for me.
But it's your downtime activity. You get to do what you want.
What page are the downtime activities on again? Oh, there we go.
Downtime activities are on page 135. So,
let's see. Oh, recover. There we go. So, I feel like this is probably not long after we get back from this job. It's probably really quickly after, honestly.
I assume it's, yeah, immediately after.
Oh, yeah. She was putting on a tough face in front of everyone, but I feel like as soon as she's back at the house, it's just like still trying not to show how bad it is, but like you could see that like she is exhausted and looking more pale than usual and probably a little feverish, just like not looking good. So yeah, pretty much immediately she's gonna have I assume that since this is magic, she's probably going to have someone send for Grace.
Well, unless, yeah, the healer for your house is a Grace. Mm-hmm. So if you want a real doctor, you're going to have to get one yourself.
I don't know if a real doctor would be very equipped for iron poisoning.
Yeah, probably not. Yeah, I think after like you get back and you notice, I don't know if any of the others have, but you notice that, like, on your hands and up your arms, anywhere that you touched the iron or, like, it fed on your magic, like, the associated part is starting to, like, spiderweb with black veins.
Mm-hmm.
And your body is feverish and achy. It's like that bone-deep ache. So you go to the Grace of the house. Let's figure out them together, shall we?
Sure.
What do we think the Grace of House Bastion is like, my lovely Skylarks?
Oh, great. Other people can answer.
Yes. It doesn't have to just be you. This is your house. So all of you get to answer. Give me adjectives. Give me pronouns, names, whatever.
I think the Grace of House Bastion is a former monastic. They used to be part of some sort of monastic order.
Interesting. From outside of Illyrian or for the lady?
For the lady, I think.
Okay.
I think it's one of those things where they came from an order of good works, if that makes sense, basically.
Mm-hmm.
The type, you know, that's like, we care for the sick, we care for the, you know, the needy, that sort of thing.
Okay.
I'm kind of envisioning an elaborate coat. Like embroidered or brocade or something like that.
I like the idea of that brocade coat.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
I think whatever they wear under the coat, it covers their neck.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I was also picturing that.
Interesting. I think they're bald.
Interesting.
I can dig it. I think they have very expressive eyebrows.
Ooh. Kelsey, give me some pronouns.
First ones that came to mind were he/z.
Okay. He/z it is. Do we have anything about their manner or why they left their order to be here or three attractive adjectives?
Oh, I see. They're a Firebrand's character.
I mean, that's always a good base for me to come up with an NPC, to be honest.
I have a name suggestion for them.
Oh, yes, please.
Be Brother Mario.
Interesting. All right. It's a he.
It's a he. Mario.
I'm not going to be doing that.
You know, I was going to say something else, but now I have to. I was going to say that, you know, aligned with three attractive qualities. I was going to say Silver Fox. Now we have a Silver Fox named Mario.
I mean, fine. Yeah, it happens.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying after the Mario, it's a me Mario joke.
I didn't realize we were going to have Ezio Auditore's uncle in this. But here we are.
It's me, Ezio, Uncle Mario.
I hate it here.
I think soft-spoken.
I like it. Anything else?
I don't think we know why he left.
Is that something he keeps quiet?
Maybe he's very, like, reserved as far as what he shares about himself. Not secretive, but just doesn't share a lot.
He's a good listener. Yeah.
He keeps his affairs his own.
Yeah, yeah. All right, anything else we want to give to Brother Mario? Okay. So, Fia, you find Brother Mario in Zier. Jeez, what would you even call it? Lab doesn't sound right. Sick bay isn't correct. What did you call like a doctor's office back in the day?
Barbershop.
Sanatorium.
Sanatorium.
Apothecary.
They do some like apothec stuff, but I don't think it would be really an apothecary.
Recovery room. Yeah, I don't, because usually the thing with doctors in the past is doctors doing house calls, that sort of thing.
It could just be an office or something.
Bring out your dead.
It would be it's their practice, but they're not a doctor. They're a grace.
Yeah.
He's a grace. So like Z probably has a, like a chapel or a cell, something along those lines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think they've been given basically a recovery room, for, you know, those who are sick, for people like it's an open spacious place with like enough room for him to make potions and, do magic and like rituals if need be.
Mm-hmm. I actually know the term. It would be a hospital, like the more like the older like term, like what it used to mean, where it's
kind of like closer to like a hospice.
Yeah, exactly. Like that's like what the Knights Hospitaller were originally, because it was the Hospital of St. John. Like,
interesting. I didn't know that. That's really cool.
That's what the Knights Hospital. Yeah, the Knights Hospitaller were originally created to care for for sick pilgrims coming to Jerusalem.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
That's something new. So you get to his hospital. He's currently busy working on some apothec nonsense, brewing something. The scent of ginger and spice is heavy in the air. And he's a little absorbed when you come in, but then like you're there, you're in the doorway for a moment and he turns and looks at you. Deep green eyes, I think, that fix on you. Fia, you're wounded. Please come in.
Yes.
What happened? You feel sick.
Iron and a fair amount of it.
Iron poisoning. Oh, yes. Confess, I am the only patient of mine who experiences this. But I do have a solve for this, and if you give me a few hours, I should have a potion to help clear this out.
That would be very much appreciated.
Hesitate to use magic on you. I still don't know the effect that would have. Forgive me.
Of course.
Please, lay down. And he calls for what amounts to a nurse, a young man who comes out and, like, takes your temperature and whatever, like, your humor levels and all that stuff, reads your aura. And, figures out exactly, like, to treat symptoms for right now while Mario figures out, like, cobbles together a potion to help clear the iron out of your system. Do I make this roll, or do you? So, Grace rolling to heal with physical harm does so with standard effect, greater effect on arcane harm. I think this counts on as arcane harm. I think he's tier 2, because this is a tier 2 house. So it would be 2d6. How that?
Okay, so do I click something, or am I just roll fortune?
Fortune roll, 2 dice. That's a 5, so that becomes a 6, which is a which is 2 ticks on the healing claw. No, wait, 3 ticks, because it's 6 now, because it's great effect. Because it's magic healing.
I've only got one more.
If you wanted to spend your influence, you can get that cleared right up then.
Yeah, I probably should. So just one?
Yep, just one. Or no, wait. Yeah, it's one influence, 2 of it's from your stash. Brain.
Right.
I usually draw from my stash for these, so I had to remember.
That makes sense.
Yeah, so it turns out that, like, Mario doesn't have everything on hand. The last time he helped someone with something similar, it didn't have, like, he used up everything that he would need for your tincture, so you have to call in, like, call in a favor in order to get the herbs right now to heal you.
Mm-hmm.
But he brews up this potion. It tastes like smoke and like the air after the rain. And immediately after you drink it, your veins start to glow green and the darkness recedes and evaporates. And you feel so much better.
That's a relief.
A relief for me too. I'm going to have to make sure that we're stocked up on that if you're going to be out in the city, possibly coming across things that can harm you.
That might be a good idea. I do try to avoid it, but...
I suppose not all harm is avoidable.
No, it's not exactly an uncommon metal. And where there is a known fey presence in this city, there are also people who are wise to that.
We do seek to protect ourselves, I suppose.
I cannot fault you for that. It's probably smart.
Well, I'm glad you're better. Please take care.
I'll do my best.
And you leave the hospital, perfectly cured of your iron poisoning.
Yay!
All right. So that's all of the downtime that you have, technically, unless one or more of you would like to spend influence in order to do more actions.
I mean, I've got psychic backlash I need to deal with.
Psychic backlash? Oh, yes.
BB just walking in here while Fia is...
No, actually, I have a very protective paramour.
Ooh, you do. That's true.
And I also wanted to have a scene with Rowan anyway.
Beautiful. So do you, like, call a carriage and get to Rowan's house?
Yeah, I think the way that this happens is, like, we've already had, like, a scheduled... Like, we had plans to meet.
Mm-hmm.
And they are probably going to be aware that I am not, like, that there's something wrong with me. Because I've been battling the supernatural, and they're a fae. Mm-hmm. They know what's going on.
I think, yeah, you make it to the house. The manservant lets you in immediately. Rowan comes down, dressed fairly casually for them, but still with their half mask on. And they smile when they see you, but then the smile immediately falls. My little son, what have you been getting into?
Well, you know that there are dangers in my profession.
I am very aware of the dangers of this city. Hi. And they come up and, like, cradle the side of your face with their hand. What harmed you?
So, do I know the name of the fake creature that had taken, not control, but taken influence over the Motley?
How familiar is Vivi with folklore and not, fey I nonsense?
Was, not as middling at best.
So I don't think you have a name, but I think you have a description.
I'll tell Rowan... Do I know if Rowan is familiar with Soraya?
I don't think you do.
Okay. So I'll just mention then.
There have been some murders happening in the Twist. We had been tasked to sort it out, or Soraya was going to take care of it herself, and that sounded unpleasant for all parties involved.
Oh, yes. If Her Majesty had to get involved, I'm sure the Twist would not be standing.
We traced it to the den where the Motley are holed up, and there was hesitation, because she's not sure who or what. A fey presence there. And I give a description.
Yeah, they puzzle over that for a second. Like, you could see that they were, like, about to demand who. And then, listen. A red cap. An Ilrian. And I didn't even know. And they scrub a hand over the side of their face that's not masked. Well, that's incredibly troubling. And it harmed you. Is it still alive?
It does live, though not really.
Good. Good. Let's get you some rest. You look like you could use it. Don't take the wrong way. You're still beautiful, but I think you're not at your best, it feels.
I do not feel at my best, though I'm not sure. Like, she wants to say something to the effect of, even if I'm not at my best, I'm glad to be here with you. But I can't come up with the words that she says. So she imparts that.
Yeah. And they smile at you radiantly. Well, it is always a brighter day when you come to see me, my little son. Always.
Yeah, I will smile at them.
Bran, a room for my darling, and we'll get you some rest. So would you like to roll to heal your wounds?
Yes, I would.
I don't think Rowan is taken to healing magic. So I don't think there's anything they can do to fucking, like, clear your harm themselves, but they can offer you a bed, and I'd give you an extra die because okay. you're at his place, you're at their place, and they do call a doctor, so I think it's probably tier two.
Okay,
so three dice.
Yeah, sure, that sounds fine.
That's a four.
I will spend influenced. Well, let's see, four would be two ticks. If I spend influence.
You can roll again.
Yeah, that's, I was going to say, if I bump it up, it'll only be three ticks. Is that correct? Yeah, so I'd like to spend influence to roll again.
Go right ahead.
A long rest. There we go.
There you are. You get that six. Yeah, you spend a good long time at Rowan's place, and they are happy to have you.
I can't complain.
Yeah. No, they have to leave every so often to take care of business. They still have plenty to do here in the city, especially since you just told them about another unseelie presence that they weren't even aware of in the city.
Mm.
And they're like, they're sending out like pixies and servants to like figure out how this person was able to hide from them and what they were trying to do. They're still trying to figure out the unseelie game, I think you realize here.
Sure.
They do a lot of this work from your bedside, but yeah, you are fed the best food that they have to offer. Rowan promises you that it won't enchant you or ensnare you any further on their own life. And yeah, you get a very comfortable bed for a couple of days.
Can't complain.
A very watchful paramour.
All right.
Court of Blades was written by Sean and Navi Drake and can be found on their itch page at coupleofdrakes.itch.io. Get a copy of your very own to start a game of political intrigue and daring romance. Thank you to 8ER41 on Pixabay for the intro and outro music, and thanks to Saint Garden to Staney for playing with us.
Saint Guard can be found at Saint Guardly on Twitter, as Saint Guard on Twitch and Blue Sky and other places, and Asteyni, that's Asteyni, can be found under that nom de guerre everywhere. I, Corey, can be found most places as The Invulnerable Tide, Kelsey can be found as Islander's Caper, and Peter can be found under The Chaotic Super. You can, of course, find all of us, including the podcast links, in the description below. Find most of us on Tumblr, Itch, Blue Sky, and whatever is left of Twitter. We're around. And until next time, whether the dice are coming up nat 1 or the narrative is throwing you for a loop, don't forget to just roll with it.